In October, the Consumer Price Index, CPI, for BC decelerated to a year-over-year 2.7%, from 3.3% in September. It was the second consecutive month that inflation slowed and the lowest level of inflation since June 2021. However, it remains higher than what was observed in other Western Canadian provinces. On a monthly basis, provincial CPI declined 0.1%, its first monthly decline since December 2022. Slowing inflation followed the national pattern, which went from 3.8% in September to 3.1% in October, but was significantly lower. Core CPI, which excludes energy and food, in BC was up 0.3% from last month. While it is the 10th consecutive monthly increase, it slowed on a year-over-year basis from 3.2% in September to 3.1% in October. Goods prices were down again by 0.7% month-to-month, the same decline seen from August to September. Services prices increased by 0.3% compared to the previous month. On a year-over-year basis, goods CPI was up only 0.1% while services CPI was up 4.7%. Semi-durable goods prices saw a monthly increase of 1.3% while durable goods were essentially flat, with a 0.1% increase. Meanwhile, non-durable goods saw a 1.5% decrease in CPI. Energy prices were down 4.9% for the month in addition to being down 9.3% over the past 12 months. Food prices also declined 0.2% monthly and the annual pace of price increases declined to 5.3% from 5.9%. Transportation and gasoline prices were down 1.1% and 6.1% monthly, respectively. Driving services prices higher were shelter costs, which rose 0.9% for the month. This is lower than last month's 1.2% increase. However, the year-over-year change increased from 6.1% to 6.2%. Tourism inflows continued to rise with the number of non-resident visitors entering Canada through BC up again in September. On a seasonally adjusted basis, there were 3.6% more non-resident visitors in September than in August at 708,784 people. Recent gains lifted non-resident visitors to a new high in 2023. The increase was driven by both same-day excursions, which were up 5.4%, and overnight stays, up 2.6%. A low Canadian dollar and robust U.S. economic growth have driven this upswing even as Canada's economy falters. The number of U.S. residents visiting Canada through BC rose 3.3% from August to September. During the same period, the number of residents from other countries surged. Among visiting U.S. residents, the increase in travel was concentrated in visits by automobile. These arrivals increased 5.7%, while those arriving by plane rose 1.7%. Other modes of transportation were down 1.1% following an increase last month. Residents from other countries arriving by plane increased by 6%, and those traveling by land and water increased by 1.5%. This result was aligned with the national trend as the recovery of Asia to Canada travel improved in September. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.